Hi everybody, welcome to season 5 of the Pechay Show. I'm your host, Shari, and in this podcast, we talk about everything and anything about sex and sexuality, love and relationships, because we believe maulay ang buhay sa sinibawang Pechay. Please support the podcast by following us on social media. We are on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And subscribe to us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hope you enjoy this episode. Good evening, mga ka-Pechay. Welcome to the Pechay Show Season 5. We have very special guests for a very special topic tonight. Yung usapan natin ngayong gabi, weird na ngayon ko lang siya kinover kasi na-experience ko siya maybe last year. And I think ayoko lang siya pag-usapan kasi mahirap siya nung time na yon. So ngayon, nag-move on na ako doon. Keri na. And gusto ko lang magpa-warning na yung guest natin very high energy kaya nagkape ako for this. Kasi baka hindi ko masabayan. So bago natin sabihin yung pag-uusapan natin, let's say hi sa guests natin, si Edge and si Tel. Hi guys!
Hi!
Hello! People of the world! Kamusta kayong lahat? Thanks for having us here on your show.
Yeah, finally! Okay, siguro mas okay kung you tell our listeners, just in case hindi pa nila kayo kilala or napakinggan, tell a little bit about yourselves and yung podcast nyo. Go.
Okay, sige, go. Hello everyone, my name is Edge, one of the hosts of Aba Nakakaramdam Papalako podcast. If you haven't checked out our podcast show, you may try to visit it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and any streaming platforms that you can, you know, listen to. And basically, yung podcast namin is more of like giving life advices, contemplating life choices. Parang mga ganun lang, no? Pero it's actually based from our own experiences din naman. So we're speaking from the heart and we're trying to always, you know, reconnect and interact with our listeners. And we always wanted to make them feel like whenever we record a specific episode, na nandun sila, na sila yung... Mm-hmm. Kasama namin, kausap namin. We always wanted to make sure na included sila every time na mag-uusap kami. Mm-hmm. And ayun, siguro mag 1 year na kami this coming August. And
happy anniversary.
Yes, di ba nga? So, yun, happy naman. And of course, I have Christelle here with me. She's my co-host. Say hi, Christelle.
Madam. Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. And as what Edge mentioned, I am one of the hosts and we are hosting Aba Nakakaramdam Papalako podcast. We are actually excited for this episode. So yeah, thank you, Shari, for inviting us.
Yes, thank you, Shars.
Sobrang modulated ng voice on
the Grabe. Pa-bedroom voice na to, girl, to be honest. We're actually modulating our voices to suit the show. Yun yun.
Oh my God. Dapat pala kayo yung guest ko sa Voice Kinks. Wait. Pero ngayong gabi, or anumang oras kayo nakikinig, yung topic natin is about long-distance relationships and sex. Siyempre, kasama yun.
Ooh, I thought it's long-distance relationship because I feel like... Yeah, because alam mo ha, I've gotta be honest. I've had a lot of friends and I experienced it on by myself as well. Na, kapag malayo yung partner, tendency talagang iiputan ka sa ulo. And it's one of the biggest challenges ng mga magjojowa. Kasi diba, aminin naman nating lahat na we're all human, we're all longing for someone to hold us at night, you know. Tapos, whenever, yun na nga girl. Tapos, whenever you needed that caress feeling, you don't get it. Kasi nga, wala yung taong gusto mo gumawa. Yeah. So somehow, siguro pagkating-kating na, alam mo yun. You tend to look for other people's hand to caress your body. So, which is actually not good, technically. Kasi nga, you're not being loyal. Kasi there's difference between faithful and loyal. Eh.
Oh, naman.
So, yun. Yun lang for me.
Ikaw, tell me, experience ka ba with this? Or may mga kwento ka ba na makapagdamdamin tulad ng Edge?
Marami yan.
Naghanap ka din ba ng init sa ibang kamay? tulad ng sabi niya, hand daw eh.
Yung ano, that far, wala. Pero I have to share dun sa relationship na yan. So,
parang may ano pa kayo, baggage. Nagdadaanan pa rin
baggage. Excess baggage, no? Yung mga level.
Buhat-buhat pa rin niya.
Oo, tindi nga, girl.
Alam mo, nakakatawa to kasi parang the whole time I've been into that ano tawag dito setup LDR since I had this guy in 2011 up until 2017 we are in that
oh my god
relationship so basically
lakas nyo naman like iyak ka ba? Huwag muna. Mamaya na lang.
Ayun nga. So, the whole time, andun ako, nandun kami sa scenario na yun, nandun kami sa setup na yun. Sabi, lang, walang anything touching at all. So, and, ano ba? Ano po ba na ba akong magsha-share?
Hindi ko alam.
Alam mo, let's make it short, Shari, no? Kasi itong si Christelle, she's... She's really, ano eh, righteous. Hindi siya yung tipo ng babaeng... Alam, hindi siya kagaya natin, girl. Like,
yung duming babae.
Oo, yung tipong pinagulong sa putikan, yung mga ganyang level. Hindi siya ganon. Parang she's trying to reserve herself to the right person kasi. Parang it's more of like, she can just share more of her experiences lang regarding sa LDR.
But the, yun lang naman yung hinihingi ko.
Naapi tuloy si Shars. Grabe naman kasi.
Inuhul si Shari. Okay lang yan. Maganda yung mga episode na kalahati. Tawa.
Oo nga eh. Puro na lang halakhak mga ganyan level. Hindi kayo mairito yung mga listeners natin. Hi nga pala sa mga listeners natin. Shout out to you guys.
Sanay na sila sa ganyan. O sige, share mo ano summary. In one paragraph.
Ano bang nangyari? Actually, nakalimutan ko na. Sarot. What? I don't know. Hindi ko alam kung bakit nagstay lang kami ng ganun ng katagal. Alam mo, hindi ko alam bakit ayaw niya akong kitain or whatever. Pero palagi siyang merong hirit, banat na gusto ko itong makita ng ganitong time, ganito. Parang lagi siyang may plano. Pero kapag nandun na sa plano na yun, laging... Ay, hindi pa ako makakapunta. Alam mo yun?
Wait, nasa same country kayo naman.
Di ba?
Pwedeng isa kayo ng boss. Oh. Ano ba?
major talaga na super LDR was when nagpunta siya ng Europe for work.
Oh, okay.
Parang nagstay siya dun for a month or two. Tapos yun, parang dun naging, ewan ko, parang dun lalo na sukat na ayoko na, ganyan-ganyan. Until such time na, hindi pala totoong ayoko na.
Joke lang, ano lang, testing lang. Pero, free demo.
To make this, ano, the story short, ang nangyari, we ended na, hindi talaga maganda. For me, parang na-realize ko lang din na it's really not good. Mm-hmm. And parang wala nang talagang patutunguhan. Kasi imagine, since 2011, up until 2017. Hindi kayo nakita. Like, girl, ganun ako katanga. Kaya yung mga kaibigan ko, pag nagsasabi ako sa kanila na, uy, ganito ganiwa niya sa akin, wala na. Parang pasok sa isang tenga, labas sa
kanila.
Paulit-ulit ka na, Christelle. Wala na. Ganyan.
Gets.
In open relationship.
Pero, nakikita naman kayo sa, like, video chat, ganyan? Or textmate lang ba kayo?
I'm glad na nakikita kami sa video chat.
At least.
Alam mo yun, lalabas kayo or whatever. I don't know. Pero siguro one reason why is because meron palang other girl.
Ayun na.
And he's living with that girl pala for a very long time na. So.
Oh. Masakit.
So pa other woman na yung peg pala ni girl.
Oh my God.
Alam mo. Ang
ganda mo. Nang hindi siya aware. Oh, di ba? Gusto mo yun.
Hindi ako aware.
Okay, wait. Paano mo nalaman? Chika.
Oo, chika yan.
Alam mo, minsan feeling ko criminology nga yun. Ay, hindi. Investigador yung kinuha kong course. Kasi,
ikaw yung nakatuklas.
Ang dali ko talaga makahanap sa Facebook. Like, pag nalaman yung pangalan mo ngayon, bukas malalaman ko na kung saan ka nakatira. Alam mo, mapag-research ko. Until nalaman ko na, yun nga, kasama pala si girl sa Europe nung And then, matagal na silang magkasama. At saka, after nung nalaman ko, parang nakikipag-ayos pa siya and all. At nakakatawa, nag-i-email siya sa akin every time gusto niya akong kausapin. Hindi sa Facebook, hindi sa text or call.
Oh, for email.
Para di mabasa.
Di ma-check.
Mm-hmm. Pati sa Shopee girl, pini-PM siya.
Oh my God! Totoo? Bago yun. It's new for me.
Gusto mo yung pati sa Shopee pinipiyan.
Ako in Shopee.
Tapos kunyari courier, pero ang totoo nun, hindi pala. Shopee extra pala, girl.
Kapag na nag-message siya, may Shopee sound.
Uy, magandang ano yun, alibi yun, girl. Hindi ka makakalata dun kasi Shopee ang notification.
Anong mo, saan ka na? Ay, on the way na po yung ano, yung product.
May tracking number niya. Ay, ang saya naman nun. Wait.
Ay, Diyos
pero ko. Ngayon ba, kausap mo pa siya?
Hindi na. Last time na nakausap ko siya was yung nakuha ko yung diploma ko. And through email nga. Parang nag-thank you lang ako kasi, alam mo yun, I don't know. Parang, kasi parang after everything, may pinagsamahan din naman kayo ng tao. So, yun.
Mm-mm. Okay. So, after nung experience na yun, nag-LDR ka pa ba ulit? Or na-traumatize na ba yung pagkatao mo after
that? Girl, hanggang ngayon, I'm trying to reconnect. Pero, ayaw ata nung tadhana pa sa ngayon.
Ah, okay.
Diyos ko po, nakakaloka yung revelation ni Christelle. Well, anyway, sobrang kabaliktara naman ako ni Christelle. Ako yung tipo ng taong I always wanted to experience a lot of thrills in my life. Alam mo yun, I don't wanna miss out any opportunity na mafe-feel ko na, kasi YOLO eh, alam mo yun. And I wanted to live my life to the fullest. And I understand naman yung mga taong reserved and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we should respect it kung yun yung feeling nila na tamang gawin in their lives. Pero ako siguro, ako kasi girl, adventurous ako eh, to the point na...
Tiyalata! No, yun sa vibe.
Actually, yung LDR na yan, medyo, alam mo, masakit din sa akin kasi there's so many memories. Sabihin na natin na isa... Hindi na girl, kasi I'm over it eh. Siguro, I had like a boyfriend before. Parang same halos ng scenario na ni Christelle. But we used to like see each other face to face. So, pero yun kasi may schedule girl. Like, ang ganap lang namin, siguro magkikita lang kami every Thursdays. Tapos dapat around 7 p.m. Uh-huh. And hindi sa house nila, sa family niya na house, ako dinadala. Somebody else's house.
Oh.
Ganon yung ganap niya. And I was like wondering, sabi ko, bakit hindi ako pinapakilala sa parents niya? Kasi sabi niya ganon sa akin, yung time na nanliligaw siya is that parang, ayun nga, legal naman siya sa parents niya and they're open, ganyan.
Mm-mm.
Okay naman. And it actually contradicts what he said na, bakit never ko man lang nasilayan yung shadow man lang ng parents niya?
Oh my God.
As in, and then, ayun nga, hanggang sa... For some reason, may whistleblower, isa sa mga friends niya. Alam mo ba, for the longest time na kayo nitong guy na to, is ginagawa kanyang kabit na hindi mo alam. Ganon.
Ano ba yan?
Na ginagawa kanyang gatasan. Kasi, girl, hindi ako magpapaka-hypocrite. Talagang naging gatasan ako before. Like, I want shirt. Go!
Sure,
I want food.
Ano yung pinakamahal?
Pinaka-expensive siguro, motor.
Kuya Will, may pamotor ka.
Next yun.
Kawasaki, no? Gusto mo yun.
Akala ko cellphone. Alam mo yun, ano yung expect ko eh. Sapatos. Char lang.
Hindi, pero hindi yan legit, girl. Ah. Baka mamaya mga listener natin naniwala talagang motor. Hindi, siguro pinakamahal na yung shirt lang naman, girl. Kasi hindi kami nagtagal. Like,
okay.
Parang mga 3 months lang kami. Pero you know what? That actually leaves a very deep mark sa buhay ko kasi nga that person I really thought na alam mo yun kasi may makikilala ka talagang tao na kahit short period of time lang kayo together you feel like it's so right though it's so wrong alam mo yun
yes.
May mga ganong ganap eh
and
natatawa nga ako girl kasi I remember when we're actually planning to have you know sex and everything
may tumay na yung boses mo kasi sinabi mo yung sex
Because I'm kind of like shy right now. I don't know how to tell it. Like, literally, I don't know how.
Noon na lang nakikita ko.
Ba't nilalapit mo yung
natatawa ako. Pero you know what? I remember that time. Kasi parang sinabi niya, okay, let's go. Let's go doon sa bahay ng friend ko. Ganyan, ganyan. And I remember that time, walang ilaw, girl. Walang kuryente and everything. So, kandila lang, girl. And alam mo, nakakatawa. Kasi parang plan pala talaga niya na doon ako dalhin. Kasi nga candlelight something and everything. Okay. Girl, nakakatawa yung scenario kasi, di ba, walang kuryente. Yung cellphone pa niya, yung uso pa nung time na yung express music, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yung yayamanin kapag naka-express music kayo, mga ganyan.
Sa Nokia, oo.
Girl, ang tugtog, close your eyes. May...
Oy, at least may ano, setting the mood.
Girl, may pag ganun. Tapos, it's kind of like funny kasi siguro sa mga LGBT peeps natin na nakikinig right now, they feel like siguro nakakatawa kasi nga I'm not prepared at that day. Like,
I haven't
cleaned and you know, there's something that happened and then boom. There's like peanut butter all over.
Graphic. Okay.
It's kind of like funny pero yung LDR kasi na yon, hindi ko talaga na-realize na, alam mo yun, minsan kasi yung trust natin sa isang tao na umaabot na ng 100%, akala mo walang gagawing something towards us.
Mm-mm.
Pero the more kasi na pinakikita natin na, ay, talagang tiwala naman ako sa'yo, doon sila nagloloko, girl, eh. Doon sila talagang, ah, okay lang to, mafufull ko to sa mga reasoning ko kasi mahal na mahal ako, eh.
Mm-mm.
And yun, ganun yung nangyari sa akin. Kung hindi pa nagsalita si whistleblower na kabit ako, na hindi ko alam, hindi ko pa malalaman. Tapos, kinonfront ko siya na sabi niya, kasi sa akin, the last time that we talked, nung nagiwalay kami was, nasa Baguio daw siya.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, andun pala na siya nagsistay sa bahay ng legit niyang jowa.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, tinawagan ko siya over the phone. I was at work that time. Tapos sabi niya, sabi kong ganun sa kanya, I want you to tell me the truth. Where are you right now? Are you really in Baguio? Yan ang sabi ko. Tapos sabi niya ganun, oh, I'm really in Baguio. Wala lang talagang signal. Don't make me stupid. Sabi ko, someone told me na nakay jowa ka ng DJ. Bakit hindi mo sinabi sa akin? Ang sabi mo sa akin, you're single. Noong time na magkasama tayo, you made me believe na ako lang, ganyan-ganyan. And why there's people telling me this na na ako pala ang ghost sa relationship ninyo.
True. Okay. Tapos bigla love na lang blind siyang, yung peg mo, no?
Tapos bigla na lang siyang girl out of the blue, parang bula. Hindi na nagparamdam at all. Blocked na ako sa Facebook, sa Viber, any type of communication, hindi ko na siya ma-reach out after that confrontation. And there's no proper closure happened. Pero I take it as like a blessing in disguise because yung jowa ko ngayon na mag-going you know, 6 years na kami.
Ay, bongga.
Oh, di ba? Dumating siya after nun, nung dilubyong yun.
Ang gan talaga. Pahirapan ka muna.
Actually.
Para kaya, alam mong namnamin yung kasunod.
Totoo, girl. Pero it took me a while to really, really just, you know, understand everything. Kasi feeling ko that time, kasi lahat na naging jowa ko, girl, may expiration date. Laging 3 months lang.
Ay, may ganyang sumpa ako dati.
Oo, 3 months lang. Hanggang 2 months lang ako. Kristel. Hindi talaga ako tumatagal. So, I was really surprised na umabot ako ng 6 years. Because I thought at first, yung relationship namin ng jowa ko ngayon was just all a joke. Kala ko talaga hindi siya maglalast. But the least you expect, yun yung talagang nangyayari. Kaya I'm thankful and I'm happy and contented.
And syempre, mas mature ka na ngayon, di ba?
Of course.
I've alam mo nang hanapin so yung red flags.
Totoo. And like before. Legit girl. Ayun lang naman yung mga experience. Dami kong kuda, girl.
Okay lang, ganda yan. Parang ano, parang sa mga kwento nyo, mukhang hindi valid yung kino-consider kong experience ko kasi sobrang bilis niya lang.
Well, ano ba yung sa'yo? Ano ba yung experience mo? Kwento mo rin.
Unahin ko na yung good news kasi kami pa rin.
Gusto ko yun.
Para ano, walang anong ka ba? Alam mo? Oh my God, walang suspense niya.
Totoo.
Hindi naman siya LDR like nasa Europe or anything. Ibang parte lang ng bansa. But medyo mahaba yung biyahe. And pero ano, hindi siya yung we go on months na hindi nagkikita. Kasi yung yung love language ko kasi is touch. Talaga, as in.
Pareha tayo. Mm-mm.
Like, for real, I can't. So, namamatay ako. Namamatay talaga ako. Like, physically. Magsistop ako mag-exist.
Oo, yung mga functioning eme mo sa body, mawawala.
Masaya, oo. So, anyway, so we make it a point na at least twice a month magkikita kami. And even then, sobrang hindi ako masaya sa setup. But eventually, nakaya naman. I think tumibay naman. Actually, yung kwento ko, masaya siya. So, hindi siya. Bakit siya kasunod dun sa mga...
That's fine, girl.
Yeah,
yin and yang, balance, ganyan.
Oo naman, yun pwedeng MMK tayo dito. So, eventually, happy ending. Magkasama na kami ngayon. So yun lang. The end.
Paano nyo na-conquer yun, girl? Like, di ba, syempre, ay, for the longest time,
mm-mm,
sabi mo nga na long distance relationship yung meron kayo. Mm-mm. So, paano mo pinanatili yung fire ng relationship? Kasi di ba, yun ang mahirap eh, pag long distance. Syempre, keeping the fire.
True.
Paano mo siya napanatili?
Noong una kasi, well, I think sa lahat naman, hindi mo alam na magiging serious. Well, at least sa modern times, you know? Wala agad intent na ay, she's the one. Parang gano'n. Wala naman gano'n kaagad. Diba? So parang, noong umpisa, we kept saying na we're just doing this for fun. May gano'ng
okay
effect. Like, wala mo lang feelings or anything. But, nung kita kami for the first time, parang, oh no.
Pero girl, meron akong question.
Mm-hmm.
Paano, di ba, hindi mo pa rin man totally nasasagot yung question, pero gusto ko rin malaman, how you guys, have you like touched other
each
people's
other
body? No, have you touched somebody else's body?
During? Ano
bang away?
I know. Partner? Hindi.
Ay, di maganda.
Hindi, I can't. Noong una, parang, una sa lahat, may COVID. So, parang negative 200% yung temptation to do that. But at the same time, hindi rin naman siya pumasok sa isip ko. Kasi when we do see each other, kahit madalang lang, sobrang worth it, alam mo yan? And it's fine, it's not fine, but to wait na matagal, but having something to look forward to, like, uy, sa date na to, ganyan. Magkikita
yes
kami. Tapos pagising mo, ilang araw na lang ba? Kaya kaloka lang minsan, like nakakatanggal katinuan, pero but it's okay. I mean, it worked out in the end. And ano yung tanong mo? How did we cope? Yung ba yung tanong mo?
Oo, yung paano niya na keep yung fire alive?
I think, well, obviously communication yung number one. Pero hindi over communication, you know? Like,
tama,
yung teenagers
tama
tayo
need
na
space.
Parang ano ginagawa mo ngayon? Tapos after 5 seconds, so alam mo yun, hindi naman hindi. Kasi we're working adults, so we have that. But mostly kapag gabi, doon kami magkausap. And constant phone calls and video calls, ganyan. But of course, being very sexual people, I think itong pandemic, sabi ko nga sa kanya, and well, na-share ko na sa iba, so it's fine. Sabi ko, nung quarantine, parang ako naging porn star. Alam mo yun? Parang natutunan ko yung mga skills.
Oh my God, skills.
Necessary.
Skills!
Sa camera work. Alam mo yun? Sa angulo.
What?
Kasi hindi siya madali.
Oh my God.
So you did like an OnlyFans type of thing?
No. I
with
mean,
your jowa?
Hindi kami nag OnlyFans.
Like mga content, mga ganyan.
I mean, the things I sent to her or kapag magkausap kami, you know.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yes, kasi
yes.
Mababaliw siguro ako kasi tagal namin din nagkikita. So, we had True. To make do with what we could have at the time.
Mm-mm, tama.
And masaya Ton. Naman.
True. At least, di ba, parang nalagpasan nyo yung stage kung saan.
Oh, oh my God.
Crucial yun eh. Yung magkalayo kayo, crucial talaga siya. Kasi
yeah.
You don't know how you guys can keep the fire burning. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you're really not sure makamamaya kung away si partner mo at that time na kailangan kanya. Kasi di ba, minsan mm-hmm. kailangan mo na moral support. And mm-hmm. you needed someone with you. Like, mm-hmm. physically, mm-hmm. Pag nabigay kasi ng ibang tao yun, tapos na-drive yung attention niya doon, di ba? Yun yung nakakatakot. And that's something mm-hmm. that we are really grateful for. Kasi kahit na-experience natin yung mga long-distance relationships, mm-hmm. still, we're able to get through it. Diba?
Yeah. Well, I think important kasi is yung open, I mean, parang siyang cliche yan, gas-gas na linya na sinasabi ng mga tao. Dapat nagko-communicate kayo, di ba? But it's true. I mean, well, at least in this relationship, I could say we're very open. Pangit right. man o maganda. Pag may nafe-feel yung isa, sinasabi talaga sa isa. And I think it's one of the biggest differences na experience ko ngayon compared sa lahat ng mga past relationships ko na, alam mo yung tahimik, walang sinasabi, tas biglang puputok na lang pagdating ng araw. But here, right now, hindi ganon. So, I'm very thankful for that.
If it's really the right person for you, regardless of the time, the distance, the circumstances that you're mm-hmm. facing, hindi siya mangangaliwa. Hindi siya hanap ng somebody else
na so, yeah.
magpupuno nung kakulangan nung mga panahon hindi mo siya kasama. Mm-hmm. Kasi if you come to think of like deep understanding and how you treat your relationship as sacred, as your, you know, your emotions or your beliefs mm-hmm. spiritually, irerespeto mo yun eh. It's mm-hmm. more of like just letting the person to have their own space. Parang ganun. Mm-hmm. Kasi sometimes, totoo rin to ha, legit, base sa mga relasyon mm-hmm. talaga nagtatagal and based on my experience, mm-hmm. if you guys are always together, nafe-feel mo rin na minsan it's overkilling you, it's nakaka-burn out, kasi doon din minsan nagmumula yung madalas yung away. Yung, alam mo yun, nagkakainitan na kayo ng ulo kasi nga, lagi na kayong magkasama. Minsan wala na kayo nakita ng ibang muka. So, you have
important to also,
you have to also have your own time, your own mm-hmm. space. True. And I think that's really normal kasi siguro sa mga relationship na iba, siguro nagwo-work talaga sa kanila lagi sila magkasama, but not every time, not for mm-hmm. everyone. It's not everyone's cup of tea. So if you feel like you're the type of person who wants to have your own space, then ask your partner to give it to you, like mm-hmm. formally, kasi there's nothing wrong of asking it. Kesa mm-hmm. iparamdam mo sa kanila na you're kind of like overburned na, like na-burn out ka na, you don't want anybody else's company. Pangit mm-hmm. yun eh, yung ipapa-feel mo sa partner mo, ayaw mo na kita dito. Instead of talking to
yeah.
the person, like telling the person na, hey, I just wanted to have a break. Not literally splitting mm-hmm. up, but mm-hmm. I just wanted to have my own space to mm-hmm. just re-energize, to regain mm-hmm. my own me.
True. Communication talaga. Kahit pangit, kahit maganda, basta honest kayo. For all relationships in general, hindi lang sa mga LDR. Hindi lang kasi sapat yung love, hindi totoo yung love will keep us alive, eme, di ba?
Totoo.
Hindi siya tunay. Kailangan yun ng mga ibang qualities sa isang pagsasama. Like, obviously, sa mga kwento nyo, honesty is very important.
Oh.
Honesty and communication.
Mm-mm.
And I think, tulad nung sinabi mo kanina about loyalty.
Right.
And dapat nandun yung commitment. Kasi kung like genuinely committed ka sa right. isang tao, hintayin mo na lang na dumating yung panahon na magkita kayo, right? Kesa sama na right. lang ng ibang kamay tulad ng sinabi.
Ibang kamay?
Diba? Sabi kasi okay. kanina, hand for caressing. So, yun mm-mm, yung gagamitin
diba?
Natin.
Totoo. I mean, mm-hmm. kasi hindi rin fair for your partner to
yeah.
to feel that way.
May masasaktan pa rin.
Right. And nobody deserves to feel like they're less of a person just because mm-hmm. somebody else is feel their ano, yung kakulangan nila.
That mm-hmm.
time.
True.
It's unfair. And unfair. Dapat ano lang. Dapat
unfair.
Unfair.
Unfair talaga siya.
Nag-isip na, girl, naubusan na. Unfair, gano'n na.
Talaga siya eh. Hindi talaga siya fair eh. Okay. Well, based sa mga kwento nyo and experiences ninyo, and I mean natin, obviously maraming disadvantage yung magkalayo kayo. Pero sa tingin nyo, meron din bang mga pros na nakukuha
si,
from
si Christel, LDR? Kaya natin.
Pros? Ano ba?
Oh well, parang God. Wala.
Parang wala.
Wala siyang positive things na nakuha doon sa experience.
Wala talaga.
Oo, bro, ano, na, dark ages talaga. Ayaw, sige.
Parang, salip na, ano, salip na parang maluwag ba na pwede kang pumunta kung saan. Masano kanyang hinihigpitan na kailangan.
Talaga? Na. Totoo?
Mas ang kapal yung mukha, di ba?
Sabi ko sana kasunay ako eh. Ang kapal yung mukha niya. Galing sa'yo. Okay lang.
Na napagbawalan. Pero syempre, dahil lulong na lulong ka nga, papayag ka, di ba? Oh my God. Nga pala, hindi nga pala pwede. Dumating sa point na hindi ko kinikita yan sila, Edge. Yung mga group of friends.
Ay, ganun ka.
Totoo, totoo.
Isa ka sa mga yun. Kapag may jowa, kinakalimutan yung kaibigan. Ganun ka. Ganun ka. Okay.
Nakakainis.
Wala talaga siyang
ano, positive. Parang, ano, parang kapag in love ka, umiikot sa kanya yung mundo mo. Parang gano'n.
Ayun, yun yung mali. So, ay, so, the whole time, walang pro. Puro actually.
Tingin mo ba, kapag nagkaroon ka ng jowa ulit, gano'n ka pa rin? Ngayon?
Or sinasak- ayun po niya.
Ayun mo na. Ayun mo na mag-jowa. Or,
ayun mo mag-jowa. Hindi sinabi ko kay Ed, saka sa mga previous episodes namin, if ever na alam mo yun, pagpalain ka ng tadhana or bigyan ka ulit ng tadhana. Mm-hmm. Ng, parang, ibang ano naman, parang ibang tawag dito. Hindi man ibang scenario. Kumbaga, iba naman
yes.
Yung
oo, yes.
The way kayong magkakakilala or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Ano, yung magiging flow ng relasyon. Gusto ko naman maranasan yung, alam mo yun, pupuntahan ka sa bahay man lang. Yung dati na
naman. Parang ano, 3D kayo. I mean, totoo. I mean, three-dimensional siyang tao. Hindi lang siya sa
totoo, cell phone. Totoo, napipil mo.
Oo, ganun. Ewan ko.
Pero totoo yun, I think, I mean, madali siyang i-advise eh. And mahirap siyang, madali siyang i-advise, mahirap siyang i-manifest sa tunay na buhay. Pero ganun kasi nangyari sa akin. Like, yung previous relationship ko before this one, sobrang iba. Una sa lahat, lalaki siya. Ngayon, babae na siya. But besides that, like everything else.
Oh my gosh. Laga?
Yeah. Babe, pakita.
Yay. Yay, Pride Month. Tapos
oh yeah. Kaya ako makabandera ako sa IG. But,
True. But
besides that, kasi feeling hindi naman yun yung biggest factor. But toxic kasi yun ni. Toxic yung pinanggalingan ko. And like, lahat ng abusong isipin mo, lahat ng kinanakit sa mundo, ganyan. But, you know, after like 2 years almost na parang nag-venture out ako sa mundo na puro casual sex lang, puro hookups lang kasi gagamitin ko lang yung mga lalaki. Alam mo yun, parang may ganung stage ako ng buhay. And I did. And hindi ako nagsisisi actually kasi dami ko natutunan. And dami kong content for this podcast.
Yes.
Tapos, and I think when I found her, parang na purge ko na lahat nung bad juju. Alam mo yung sinasabi na dapat ready ka na. I think ready na. Alam mo, kahit na kukunwari kami, hindi kami nagmamahalan nung umpisa. But eventually, yeah, I think so. Ganun.
Totoo.
Marami sinasabi ko. But yeah, totoo yun. So kapag jojoka ka na ulit, ang hirap kasi hindi mo naman mapipili, di ba? Pero,
totoo.
Pero I think kung mag-jowa ko ulit tapos ma-experience mo yung like 360 degrees yung difference niya from ehon ko iba yung feeling, iba yung parang toddler na na-discover mo pa lang yung mundo around
you. Yes.
Parang ganoon. Ano yun? Parang
nare-reset yung mga
or parang ang labo ng mata mo for so long tapos nagkaroon ka ng eyeglasses, parang ganoon.
Ay, gusto ko yun.
Bongga.
Ganda, no?
Nice,
eh? Walang po naalala mo to, pero parang sinabi to ni M dun sa episode natin. If you know M and Alex from Stories.
Yeah.
Sabi ni M, back then, nung nasa dating, nagde-date pa lang siya ng bitin. Tao. Sabi niya, bakit ganun? Sobrang nag-worry ako kung magugustuhan niya ba ako. Parang ganun yung thought niya.
Mm-mm.
Nakilala niya si Alex, parang kahit hindi siya nag-uusap, ganyan. Parang hindi siya nag-worry kung matatapos ka yung usap namin. Parang kalmado lang siya. So parang yun yung time na na-realize niya, oh my gosh, si Alex na talaga.
Iba siya, oo.
Oo, kasi iba siya.
Ay, sure. Nice. By the way,
pero
sa Tinder,
mo,
sila nagkita, di ba?
Ano yata? Sa OkCupid.
So, or it's something dating site. Oo, but...
Pero maganda rin naman. Siguro ako, ano, kukontradict ako sa mga ganap nyo. Kasi I feel like there's also like pros pagka you're far away from each other. Hello ulit sa mga aso.
Okay. Special guest.
Oo, special guest. So, ayun nga. I feel like... if you have long distance relationship, you can actually take advantage of the time that you're not spending,
mm-mm,
you know, quality time together, mm-mm, by doing things that you really want. Sa case kasi ni Christelle, kahit pa sabihin natin na hindi siya pinapayagan, she can literally just make up any story. Not because, alam mo yun, sinusuway mo yung rules of the relationship, but it's actually for you naman eh. And you're doing the thing that you really love way before mo pang makilala yung person na yun.
Yeah.
And I feel like no one has the right to take it out from you.
Tax out ka, ganyan.
Yes. No one has the right to take it out from you if you're doing it before that person came into your life. And, that's one of the advantages. Second is that if you're the type of person who wants to go out with friends, alam mo yun, you can actually just go out with your friends, hang out with them, with you,
may time ka na
yun. Diba? You can actually be with them, spend time with them, and make out of the time na wala kayong ganap sa isa't isa. Kung kailangan mo mag-aral for some reason, for self-development, yung ganyan, go. Diba? You can actually use of the time that you're not spending much time together.
Okay.
And take it as a blessing. Siguro kasi kapag tinitake it natin ang parang negatively na, ay, kasama mo si Jowa, ang sad-sad ko, dapat magkasama kami.
Uh-oh.
It will consume you eh. It will consume the
yung mindset mo.
Yes, and it will consume your energy kasi every time you take it as negative, ang iisipin mo na lang lagi, ang mindset mo na lang, ay, sana pala there's someone na malapit lang sa akin. Sana yun na pala ang ginawa ko. Para nandyan whenever I needed him. Tapos kapag lagi naman nandyan sa'yo, ma-overburn ka naman, ma-overkill ka naman kasi lagi kayong magkasama. So it's actually...
yung balance, no?
Yes, the yin and yang. Dapat andun yung aspect ng life na yun, yung yin and yang. It's always need to be balanced. If you're currently listening right now and you're in a long-distance relationship, what I can advise is that if you haven't seen your partner in the longest time now, for almost a year, like couple of months already, then try to make something na pwedeng maging interactive. Like say for example, I saw this specific toy.
Oh yeah.
Instagram.
Yung may app.
Yes, yung you can control. Para interactive pa rin. Kung hindi nabibigay ni partner as of now, yung pleasure
na daming paraan to.
Yes, you can make so many ways na maging connected kayo somehow kahit pa you're physically far away from each other. What really matters most is that the connection and the feeling is there and the loyalty and faithfulness is there.
Yeah.
Kasi yun lang naman ang mahalaga sa relationship. Sex is always there. You can always find it anywhere, any corners of the world. But love, unconditional love, it's one thing that you really just can't find easily nowadays.
No naman.
So,
true.
Yun talaga.
Yeah, and I think yun din yung reason kung kahit nahirap kaming medyo far away land, ganyan.
True.
But then, I think we agreed na it's not every day that you find someone na, alam mo yun, may...
Oo. May spark.
May ganun. May kuryente. Alam mo yun. So, tinuloy namin na yun.
At saka, pagka ganun kasi, girl, diba, nakikita ko sa'yo ngayon that you're happy. Even though we didn't know much of each other pa, I know that you're happy and content.
Yeah, very happy.
I can feel it.
Yes! Happy Pechay.
Happy Pechay.
So, si Crystal magiging happy Pechay din.
Oo naman. Ay, alam mo ba? I-manifest mo lang yan. Kasi bago mag-COVID, nag-Taiwan kami ng mga barkada ko. Tapos, alam mo yung lantern thingy? I forgot the name kasi
yes,
mahina ako sa names. But we went to that. Tapos, yung susulatan mo yung lantern. Tapos, mag-wish kayo, right? Tapos, papaliparin nyo. So, group of friends kami, like, everyone was like, better job, better pay, ganyan. Tapos, meron pa naglagay ng world peace, no more world hunger, mga ganyan. Tapos, nung tinignan nila yung sa akin, kasi isa-isa kaming side, nung tinignan nila yung sa akin, nakasulat, better sex.
Oh my God.
So, ayun, parang after a few months, nagkatotoo naman siya. So, magpa-vaccinate ka na, tapos, punta ka ng Taiwan. Totoo, mamaya send ko sa yung picture ng lantern. Hawak-hawak ko siya, tapos nakasulat, better sex. Totoo, may evidensya. Hindi to joke na kwento.
Gusto ko yan. I-share mo rin yan sa hanapin people, sa mga people natin sa IG. Para...
pinost ko na, I think pinost ko na yung before. Ilang, oo. Proud talaga ako sa heritage ko.
I like it.
Okay, pero going back dun sa sinasabi mo, minabasa akong quote, hindi ko maalala kung sino, anonymous yata, pero sabi niya, about LDR siya, kind of. Sabi niya, if you wanna live together with a person daw, you need to learn first how to live apart. And I think, medyo true siya.
Totoo. And I feel like absence makes the love grow fonder.
True kapag yan. Oo. Mas sabik.
Oo, totoo. Mas pag nakita kayo, yes, yun yung mahalaga doon. Kami ng jowa ko, alam mo ba, ever since na naging kami, we're living together.
Mm-mm.
Like, as in, like, year 2016, hanggang nung nakilala ko si Crystal, magkasama na kami sa isang bahay ng jowa ko. But then, there were times like, alam mo yan, may challenges na dumating and we need to just live apart, parang gano'n. Tumating kami talaga sa part na LDR din kami.
Uh-oh.
Lalo na lang nung pandemic, girl, kasi at that time, need sila on-site sa work. Eh kami, work from home. So, kailangan niya mag-stay sa work nila, ganyan. May lodging naman and everything naman. Kaso nga lang, syempre, because of the restrictions and travel ban and everything, hindi namin makita yung isa't isa. And the only way we can just talk to each other is through FaceTime, ganyan. And it's really seldom pa kasi nga yung jowa ko mas gusto niya ng tulog na lang. Alam mo yun? Kesa i-chika pa niya ako. Itutulog ko na lang to.
Ay! Hindi. Matagal na yan, right? Or last year?
Last year lang siya nangyari. Oh. Yes. Pero, alam mo yun, hindi ako nalungkot kasi I feel like, ano naman, every time na may time naman siya, he really makes out of it naman. Hindi yung tipong nag-chat lang siya, oy, ito na ako, gising na. Then bye. Walang ganun. Pagka may time talaga siya to spend with me, doon talaga, doon kami
mag-usap. At least, yun yung
important. Mahabang video calls. Pero hindi siya required, pero hindi siya yung tipong required like everyday. Like, pag, naunawaan ko naman yun kasi syempre, matagal na kami sa relationship eh. And we're already matured and we already understand the circumstances that we're in at that time. So, ayun, siguro understanding is one of the greatest key rin to make the relationship last longer.
Yeah, and I think totoo yun. I think kapag mas mature yung mga tao, I mean, this doesn't necessarily mean by chronological age ha. Pero kasi if matured kayo parehas, I think it's easier to handle things like yung LDR ganyan.
Yes.
Hindi kayo masyadong petty. And like, well, you know, yun yun.
Pag mga bata-bata ka pa.
Oo, kasi dati, ever since kasi talaga, love language ko, touch and time, so gusto ko dikit-dikit lagi. Kaya nung nalaman kong far away lang siya nakatira, oh my God, hindi ko yata kaya to, sabi ko. Tapos, literally buong buhay ko, bago ko siya nakilala, pagtatawan ako yung mga nag-LDR. Hindi naman totoong relationship yan. Sabi ko, hindi naman sila nakikita. Parang, ano yun? Textmate? Ganyan ako. I mean, binubuli ko sila na parang, hindi kayo mag-jowa yung nakikita nyo. Kasi for me, at that time, well, ang kakain naman, very important yun. Like, most, like, parang non-negotiable sila. Until nangyari siya sa akin, nagbago yung Ganun naman eh. Bago yung pananaw mo.
Legit. Nakakaloka. Yeah.
Pero, agree ako dun sa sinabi mo na kapag magkahiwalay kayo, take it as alone time nga. Totoo yun eh. Mm-mm. Oo. Totoo yun eh. Kasi, wag yung sa kanya, alam mo yung sinabi natin kanina, wag yung sa kanya lang yung focus mo kasi mababaliw ka.
Oo. Kaya tinan mo si Cristel. Kaya tinan mo si Cristel. Bitter na bitter.
Yung ngayon. Wala daw na positive things na nakuha dun sa experience niya. Naginiwala naman ako. Pero okay lang yan. Sige. Ano, true. Parang mag-bask ka lang sa bitterness. Tapos yung pag, magsasawa ka din kasi ikaw din mismo.
Totoo.
Like ako din, I was angry for so long. Kasi parang one day nagising ako, oh my God, hindi na ako affected.
Oo.
Oh, yun.
Yun yung magandang feeling.
Mm-mm. Totoo. Nag-Tinder na ako araw-araw.
Ang ganda naman ng ano na yun. Gandang way naman yun to get out of the loneliness.
Just ano, oo. Oh, oh. Ay, naku. Kung alam nyo lang.
Kung nakakaloka.
Oo. Okay, eto, tanong ko. So, during yung mga LDR, LDR na relationship pa, so, during your mga LDR experience nyo, anong ginagawa nyo kapag magkahiwalay kayo tapos may mga special dates, occasions, well, may nag-anniversary na ba kayo, mayroong may birthday, Pasko, mga ganong eme. Anong pag-anap nyo?
Ako, mauna ako, babe. Alam mo, ito, it's gonna be weird. Pero we never celebrated our anniversary. We treated every day as our anniversary. Ganun kami. I mean,
talo naman ako.
Girl, kasi hindi kami yung tipo ng couple na we need to show to other people that we go to this place just to celebrate our special day. No. Mm-hmm. We treat every day as a special day and we treat every day as anniversary day.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, ang pangit naman na, alam mo yun, like, you're just gonna pour emotions too much on a specific date of your of your lives instead of pouring it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, nakakatawa nga, kasi kami dalawa, we tend to forget na, alaman, sorry pala natin, ganyan. Kasi nga, we're so comfortable to each other. But
true.
That doesn't mean na we're not loving each other na hindi namin naaalala, like, just because hindi na talaga namin gusto alalahan. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we're too comfortable with each other to the point na alam na namin sa isa't isa na hindi, andyan lang siya talaga forever eh. Hindi siya mawawala sa tabi ko. Eh. So I know he's gonna be with me for the longest time and I'm hoping na siya na talaga ang last.
Mm-hmm.
So ganun kami. Whenever, nung time na nag-pandemic na nag-part ways kami, tapos anniversary namin, wala, nag-video call lang kami and then we talk to each other tapos kumain siya sa labas, kumain din ako.
Mm-hmm.
Pero we're like in a different setting.
Oo,
ganun. So virtual date. Parang ganun. Na parang it's
paraan na lang.
We didn't have the opportunity. We didn't have the opportunity to see each other face to face and see things like face to face kasi iba pa rin kaysa sa virtual.
Oo naman.
Mm-mm. But we're happy kasi we had the chance to celebrate it in the most little
way. Ano naman, understandable naman yung reason na yun.
True. Eh, si Cristel kaya.
Sana
naman may naalala na kaya si Cristel.
Binlock out mo na ba lahat ng mga happy memories na...
Ako bilang ko lang, siguro mga tatlong beses. Birthday ko, napadalhan niya ako ng something.
Ayun, and deliveries.
Bonggang bulaklak. And then, siguro yung last year na kami, pinadala niya ako ng food.
Doon.
Pinag-OJT-han ko sa Manila. Kasi nga, kaya nga ako tayo eh. So, padala na lang ito pagkain para masaya ka na.
Food talaga, oo.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and advice yun actually sa mga makikinig na hindi ginagawa yun. It's very thoughtful. Parang, babakaan dyan na yung delivery. Alam mo yun? Parang,
totoo.
Or may magte-text sa'yo na, ma'am, Foodpanda ko. Parang ganyan. Ang nice, di ba?
Totoo.
Very sweet kasi parang obviously hindi kayo magkasama. So madaming alternatives. So kung ano yung kaya niyong gawin, gawin niyo. Like besides yung mga regalo, mga padala ng pagkain, mag-Netflix party kayo, di ba? I mean, movie date.
Ang gusto ko yun. These days. Charot.
Gagawin namin ni Crystal yan soon.
Oh, yun. Oh, pwede din sa friends. Kung may mga malalayo pa yung friends. Hindi naman siya exclusive sa jowa. Ganyan. Ayun, masaya yan.
Pero ano, meron din ako i-share na sa mga listeners ngayon na baka na-feel bad nila, no? Oh, hala yung jowa ko, hindi man lang ginagawa. Kasi di ba iba-iba naman tayo na thinking. May iba kasi okay lang, like us, okay lang sa atin na okay na yung at least may konti siyang effort. Alam mo yun, napadala siya ng food kahit hindi kami nakita. Yung iba kasi gusto nila lumalabas talaga, post something on social media. Gifts, like yung mga gifts talaga.
Bongga.
Siguro, ang advice ko lang dyan is that if your partner is not ready yet, I mean, kasi kung tamang tao yun, you don't need to ask for those things. Eh. It will be given to you, like, agad-agad, nang hindi mo tinatanong. Kasi they already know what you want.
Yeah.
Now, you also have to weigh things. Kasi minsan, we're asking too much, pero hindi kayang ibigay. Alam mo yun? We tend to hurt somebody else's ego just because we wanted to get things that is really not impossible for us to get as of the moment. Siguro, pag ganyan, I suggest to social media detox. Kasi yun naman ang yun naman ang pinanggagalingan ng lahat ng inggit.
Oo naman.
Kapag nakita na, oh, hello, yung jowa ni, ano, ni Maring Marites. Oo, oh, oh, pumunta
sila
sa
kakain ng two
piece. Oo, oh, oh, oh.
Alam mo, pet team po yan. Yung mga nagtatag ng jowa sa ano, kunyari siya. Sa ganito.
Titan ka?
Ito, puto lang ako pambili.
Pet peeve ang po. Bitter na bitter si ate girl.
Hindi ako promise. Wala akong sariling pera to buy that. Di ba?
Totoo, I mean,
pero true.
Nanti ka naman, makakaipon ka naman ng kahit ilang limang diba, para na makabili dan.
I think never ko pang ginawa yun.
Di ba?
Pero yung mga maliliit na bagay pa naglalambing ka na gusto ko ng ganito, ice cream, ganyan. Pero iba na yun yung sinasabi mo. Yan, nakakainis nga yung gano'n.
Meron pa, girl. Yung kapag meron silang mens, basta yung parang box something na nandun yun ng mga food and everything. I don't know kung ano tawag nila doon, pero may mga bata yung mga kabataan na ganyan. Kapag meron monthly period yung jowa nila, yung mga something.
May care package?
No, care package.
Kailangan ko ng ganun. Magkakaroon na ako. Charot.
Care package. Taray naman ng care package. Yeah. Parang ano, no? Parang mga paayuda lang yung ganun.
Oo, kasi sabi ko sana. Sabi ko sana, parang COVID ano lang. Tinamaan ng COVID. Pinadala ng pagka. Pero okay. Pero ibang... Hindi ko din i-diss kasi maraming followers yung show na bata. Actually, yung mga guest akong bata. Pero yung generasyon nila, ano?
Totoo.
Huwag niyo umiawa, yun ha.
Hindi, in the end, sinabi ko din. Pero yeah.
Don't be blinded na lang sa social media. Kasi social media is just reel of good things. Yun lang.
Ano
pero
lang,
yung bad side, no.
Na-filter. Hindi naman ipopost yung hindi pinili. Eh, yung napili. Napili talagang maayos. Ang 100 pictures, isa lang yung ipopost. Ganyan. Totoo. Oh, yan. Hindi ako masyado na yung Facebook eh.
True. Ako din. Lagi ako social media detox. Salamin ni Crystal. Especially weekends, I don't use phone or any type of... Pero may time, nag-uusap kami Crystal lang. Ang weekends, pag we feel like recording something, mga ganyan.
Ayun lang. Yung
extensive views, no. Hindi talaga.
Oo. Tinitignan mo lahat ng updates ng mga... friends mo, ganyan. Alam mo lang na chika.
Hindi ganun eh. Hindi ganun eh. Alam yan ni Kristen, minsan nga feeling ko naiinis na yan. Kasi minsan may mga important things siyang gustong sabihin sa akin. I can't reply right away. Kasi I'm actually away from the phone itself.
At least, that's good naman. Diba? Mm-hmm.
Pero I'll get back to her. Sabi ko, babe, sorry. Kasi ganito ganyan.
After 3 days, ganyan.
And I'm thankful that I have a friend that's really understanding and that's Kristen. Regardless of lahat ng ganap ko sa buhay, lahat ng mga wrong, bad decisions ko, she's still there for me.
Mag-insert tayo ng dramatic music dito.
Careless whisper.
Pustik na lang. Careless whisper.
Oo nga.
Speaking of social media, And I think medyo na-touch on na natin kanina.
Mm.
Kapag magkalayo kayo, may tendency na kapag iniisip mo yung jowa mo or nami-miss mo siya, check mo yung FB niya, IG niya, whatever niya. Diba? So, na-experience niyo na ba yung may pinost kayo na naging sanhi ng pag-aaway or misunderstanding kasi may ginawa ka na hindi ka nagpaalam, hindi niya alam, hindi niya pinayagan, whatever. May ganun ba kayo?
Christelle, go, Beb.
Ako madami, mga hindi pinaalam.
Mm-hmm. Siya, kunyari, ikaw. Ikaw ba siya?
Kunyari, umuwi ako diretso galing school, pero dumaretso talaga ako sa bahay ng kaibigan ko. Mm-hmm. Mga ganyan. Tapos, uso pa yung, uy, wag niyo ko itatag ha, kasi talaga makikita.
Ay, oo.
Oh my God, oo.
Oh my God, baguettes. Nalala ako sa bataan.
Ay, kaloka.
Okay. Ano nga niya? Nagalit siya? Nag-away kayo?
Oo, alam mo, naalala ko nun. Wait. Idol shower ng best friend ko. Tapos, nandun ako sa bahay nung kaibigan namin. Dun namin ginanap. Tapos, mm-hmm. Galit siya sa akin. Umuwi.
Legit naman na. Legit naman siya reason for me. Right?
Ha? Oo. Kanya ko parang, alam mo yun, liwaliw yun, ganyan, ganun siya. Ewan ko ba, ang dami.
Ikaibigan mo nga eh.
Oo, to think na ikaksal nga din yun.
Galit ako, sorry.
Friend ko pa, ganyan. Tapos, galit na galit siya sa akin. Tapos, minumutak-taka niya ako. Alam mo yung feeling na nasa event ka na ganun. Tapos, telepono yung hawak mo. Tapos, nakakahiya dun sa mga kaibigan mo to the point na ano, umikita para lang makita niya sa video call na nandun ako. Ganun ako kasunurin sa kanya before. Na sobrang.
Oh my God. Oo nga, sabi ko sana nangyari ako eh.
Ganun ako. Like, super buho, super tanga. Kaya sabi ko, the next time na.
Buti na lang, tinigil mo na.
Oo, kaya nga, sabi ko, kulang nga yung pokpokin ako ng mga kaibigan. Kaya nung nalaman nila.
Gets ko na yung mga kaibigan mo ngayon. Mm-mm.
Akong ano, lagyan ng sash, lagyan ng crown.
Hindi na award yan. Okay. Oh my God. Pero, meron bang balance yun? Kasi may, parang sa isang banda, kung iisipin mo, kung nari sobrang malayo, sabi natin, sa abroad siya yung partner mo. Tapos may mga bagay ka na gustong i-post na alam mo na magiging either ayaw niya or uncomfortable siya or even may ma-feel siyang pagka-threatened, ganyan. Lalo na malayo kayo for a long time, sabihin natin. As long as within reason, I think nasa realm pa rin siya ng compromise. But, kung kamukha nung kwento ni Madam, parang iba na yon, I think. Right? So parang kailangan pa rin ng judgment na red flag na ba to? Or is it gagawin ko ba to dahil gusto kong ibigay yung respeto ko for that person? Kasi I think the best way is to put yourself sa shoes nila, right? Kung baliktarin rin mo, kunwari, na paano kung siya yung gumawa nito? Ano kayang ma-feel ko? Parang ganun. Pero kung, sorry, di ako makamove on dun sa bridal shower thing. Kasi una sa lahat, kaibigan mo siya. Right?
Ito.
And you're allowed to, like, love other people besides siya. Hindi naman, okay, sige, tapos na. Sorry, talagang affected ako. Apektado ako dun sa kwento mo.
Pero alam mo, nung uwi ko, kami nagkasundo, like, parang naghiwalay kami nung gabi ng. And then nandun pa yung mga kaibigan ko dun sa bahay ng friend ko. Nandun pa din yung best friend ko na as in ongoing yung bridal shower, umuwi ako para lang makita niya na sa kwarto.
Uh-oh. And then tapos nagbreak kayo.
Oo. Sinundo ako ng mga kaibigan ko ng CAM dito. Para lang mag-join ulit doon. Tapos parang
well, at least real friends sila. And at least okay, thankful na ako pala dun sa bridal shower kasi at least yun yung dahilan kaya nag-iwalay kayo. Pero plot twist, blessing in disguise pala siya. Okay, buti na lang.
Totoo.
Nag-away kayo nun.
Series of unfortunate events, mga ganyan.
Uy, parang yung parang yung kwento niya, parang everything happens for a reason, yung peg niya.
Kaya nga dito, I deserve better naman in the food. Oh my God.
Oo.
Agree.
Hindi mo kasi talaga mapipili. Sabihin sana, pili ka, pumili ka maayos. Pero,
totoo.
Pero at least, I think, kahit na sabi mo wala kang nakukang nice things dun sa experience na yun, I think, marami kang natutunan, I think. Right? And
super, super.
Hopefully, di na sila mag-part 2.
Hindi na. Actually, diba? Yung nakilala ko after that, we're different, kaya lang, I don't know kung saan din kami patungo up to now. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ano pa yata sila sa getting to know each other stage till now?
Mahilig si, may nakuha akong vibe, mahilig ka sa slow burn, ano yun, naman yung process mo, ano siya, slowly but surely, parang ganun.
Yes, definitely.
Mapusok kasi ako, hindi ako pwede sa ganyan. So,
ako din.
Diba, parang go ng go kung go.
Yeah. Oo, ganun din ako, girl.
Ganun din ako. Anyway.
Ikaw po man, Edge.
Ako? Ano nga ba yung question?
Ano ba yung tanong ko? Parang wala naman. May tanong ba ako? Sorry, kalimutan ko lang.
Yung mga ano, something na like, merong hindi pwedeng i-post sa social media.
Ay, oo. May ganun ka ba?
Okay.
Thank you for reminding me.
Ako? Wait lang. I'll try to recall kung may ganong ganap. And hello ulit sa mga aso.
Or bawal kayong mag-in a relationship sa Facebook.
Ay, yun. Yung kwento ko. Yung kwento ko. Yung si, ano?
Ay,
si
dati.
Candlelight. Oo, si Candlelight.
Oo, si Candlelight.
Oo, kasi nga, gawa ng... Hindi ko alam kasing kapit ako. So, sa...
Ano mo naman malalaman? Hindi naman niya sinabi.
Exactly. And I actually had so much trust on that person that time. Mm. So, parang nung sinabi niya na, you know what, it's really not a thing eh. Kasi may, ang inisip ko nun, baka matured lang siya mag-isip. Sabi niya, you know what, you don't have to show to people na
you're
creating a relationship. Kasi nga, they're just pry on everything that you have.
Uh-oh.
That you post on social media.
Ganda and make reason.
Story out of it. Eh, ako naman, bilang bata-bata pa that time, I was like, oo nga, no? May point siya eh.
Ay, napakatalino niya. Oh my God.
Oo, girl. Not knowing. Kaya pala na yung ginawang reason is because a relationship talaga siya.
Oo nga, number 2 ka pala. Patay.
Walang hiya. So, yun lang. Tapos, post anything na naging sanhi ng away, wala naman. Eh, so, as far as I know.
Pero friends ba kayo nun? Sa socials?
Now, hindi na.
Noon? Nung kayo?
Kami, oo. Siyempre naman. Andun talaga yun. Magkaibigan kami sa Facebook. Pero yung
Nagla-likean ba kayo? Nag-commentan ba kayo?
Ako nagla-like ng post niya. I don't comment because sabi niya, kasi sabi nga niya, you should comment. Kasi
nga,
yung circle of friends, nurse kasi yun eh. So, yung mga nasa comment section lagi ng photos or everything na pinopost niya about life. Oo, it's mga professionals din. And yung taong yun kasi, yung mga pinopost niya sa Facebook niya, girl, yung mga motivational quotes, yung mga ganun. Hindi about love. Oo, parang ganun. So, it's like, sabi niya kasi, you don't have to comment, ganyan-ganyan. Kasi nga, parang, actually, oo. Sabi niya, inisip ko na lang noon, ay oo ko sa bagay kasi puro kawork nga niya yung nandun. So sabi niya kasi baka daw magtanong kung sino ako. So akala ko ba you're out? So niya, oo, I am. Pero I don't want to cause any like dramas and everything. And I was like, syempre bilang bagits-bagits ulit, girls.
So, ay, kapag bata talaga.
Oo, tatanga-tanga. So sabi ko din,
true.
I dropped the word, no? Tatanga-tanga. So, ayun, parang susunod-sunod lang ako. Tapos, nagulat na lang ako out of the blue. I found out that I'm the ghost in the relationship. Like, what the hell happened?
Palamuti so, only.
So, it's kind of sad, but I already have moved on
from
the past. And it actually taught me so much lesson.
I bet. At least, happy ka na ngayon.
Yes, I am.
Isa na lang siyang kwento na kinukwento mo kapag nag-guest ka sa mga podcast.
Tumpa. Yes.
True. Same. Ikaw din, madam.
Oh, kahit no,
ano. kinagbago na talaga yung isip ko dun sa bridal shower. Hindi na ako galit. May ano eh, may nabawi siya.
Ikaw, Shars, may ganun kang ganap? Like yung mga nagpo-post, bawal ka mag-post? Well, or naging cause ng away nyo?
Wala kasi akong LDR before. Ito lang talaga. So, tapos parang semi-LDR lang. And wala kaming ganun. Kasi I think, medyo ka-age ko siya. And she's very matured actually. So, and I think I'm matured then. So, I mean, first of all, I have a sex podcast. And, I mean, and she's fine with it. True. And very supportive actually. So I think yun na, ano yun eh, next level na nung may pinost ka sa socials, right? And I'm very vocal sa Facebook kahit di ako yung mga post ko titi boobs ganyan. But it's fine with her. It's fine kasi yun na ako eh. I mean, you know. And hindi naman ako vulgar or anything. But I think wala na kami sa ganung stage na ano naman yung pinost mo ganyan.
True. Nakakaloka yung
mga post ko usually sa Facebook, usually yung post ng mga crush ko. Artista, ganyan. Or sikat.
True.
Parang,
I think there's nothing wrong with that naman.
Diba? Hindi naman ka... So magkasama naman na kami. So, alam naman niya na saan ako. May meeting siya. May ngibak mo siya.
Hindi naman. Carry lang yan siya.
Yung last time kasi sumisigaw daw ako sa kakatawa. Sabi niya, ingay mo. Ano, nag-share na tayo ng kung ano-anong happy things and bitter things sa mga experience natin. Yung mga advice niya. Pag nasa LDR ka, hindi mo kasi iniisip na forever ganun eh.
Totoo.
Tama ba? Yes. Hindi ka papasok sa LDR na inisip mo, huwag ka mamatay kami, hindi kami magsasama. Alam mo yun?
Oo. Grabe naman yun. So, like, walang
diba? Pangasya. Diba? Kaloka naman yun. Diba? So, sa tingin, nung kayo ba, napag-uusapan nyo yung, lalo na kay Madam siguro, mas applicable to sa kanya.
Mm-mm-mm.
Madam talaga yung tawag ko yun. But, napag-uusapan nyo ba yung concept ng future? Or, meron ba kayong parang, Judith, end date ng pagiging far away. Assuming maayos pa kayo nito, hindi pa kayo nag-away and stuff. May ganun ba kayong conversations at all?
Oo. Like after niya, no, before siya umalis papuntang Europe, sabi niya, I'm doing this for us.
Ay.
Kaya ako. Tapos, I promise na nito, pagpunta ko dyan, alam mo yun, tapos he's planning to get a
morning,
ganyan. Tapos, siya ng something ring, tapos pinakita niya sa akin, tapos sabi niya, I'm giving this to you kapag nagkita na tayo. Alam mo yun? Tapos parang, nakukuha niya yung ano mo, yung attention. Hindi pa na ganito yung mangyayari. Pero at the back of your mind, ba't din ako kinikita? Putang ina na. Siguro, no.
Sige lang, deserve naman niya.
Perfect na nung plano. Alam mo yun, may mga pasing-sing pa siya.
Pinaasa ka talaga, ate. Oo. Ay, nako.
Alam mo yun, tapos pinapapili niya saan mo gusto, ano yung gusto mong wedding, whatever. So, parang sobrang into
you. Alam mo?
Tapos binigyan mo ganito. Alam mo
parang yun? Naka-curious ako sa kanya. Dun sa guy. Parang, ano yung plano niya? I mean,
I know. Kaya until now, hindi ako.
Kasi walang closure, right? So parang,
wala. Tapos, parang, last year, nung sa kanya na, parang binalita ko na, uy, kasi pangarap ko talaga na makagraduate na ako ng college. So, parang, time, nandun siya, he's been pushing me a lot, ganyan. Kaya niya ako pinagbabawalan kasi talagang umalis ng umalis. Parang ayaw niya din mapariwara yung buhay ko. So, I get his point na naman.
Okay.
Tapos, yun nga, nakakalate na ako ng 2020 last year. Tapos, in-update ko siya kahit hindi na kami. And although alam ko na may kinakasama.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, niya, parang ililibre kita, gusto mo magkita tayo, ganyan. So, sabi ko, siguro, I can do that after ng pandemic. Parang closure lang. Gusto ko lang makita.
Tanong mo din sa kanya.
Makausap ng harap. Oo, para alam
mo. Oo.
magkaroon ng ng closure.
Oo, kasi hindi sa naman kwento niyo, mahalaga siya eh.
Oo. Every time na mag-aaway, may argument, lagi siyang umiiyak, alam mo yun. Ramdam parang at some point, ramdam ko naman importante ako, pero
hindi fake
I just don't tapong.
Oo, promise.
Ang oras, puntahan, kitain, I can meet you somewhere. I mean, kayang-kaya ko kumakaloon kung gugustuhin ko, pero
palapit naman yun.
Totoo.
Okay.
Never talaga siya nangyari. Kaya sabi ko, if ever na makita ko siya somewhere in the future,
I
don't know. Siguro pa kung
sa'yo. Promise, naku-curious ako sa
true yung
POV niya. Alam mo yun? Na, that, yeah, basta. Pero, kapag naka-closure ka niya, chikam sa. Kasi parang magka-closure din ako. Pinroblema ko.
Kita, grabe.
Pinroblema ko yung kwento niya. Walang ending, nakakainis. Okay.
Parang ang ganda gawa ng story sa book, no?
Oo. So,
tapos, yung imagination ko lumalayo na. Na-imagine ko to yun na, alam mo yun, yung sinabi mo may book, oo. Ito pala yung mga dahilan niya. Tapos alam mo yun, may mga magical things. Anyway, off topic ako. Pero na-imagine ko talaga yung mga plot twist. Oh.
Totoo, di ba?
No. Okay, so, napahaba yung usapan, pero masaya naman.
True, nag-enjoy na din ako.
Kahit na-stress ako nung for a little while, tapos sumaya naman ako after. Sa mga kwento ni Tel. Pero, very, very nice yung kwentuhan natin. And,
totoo.
Bago tayo mag-bye-bye, meron ba kayong last piece of advice sa mga nakikinig na they're going through this, hindi naman siya ganun kapangit eh. Parang they're in an LDR right now and siguro struggling sila or they're just, you know, trying to think of new things to either keep the fire or stay sane. Alam mo yun? May mom, ano bang tips and tricks na mabibigay niyo sa akin?
True. Siguro I'll go first. Mm-hmm. Siguro, if you're the type of person that yung love language mo is like us, tayong dalawa shares na laging kasama natin, laging na, alam mo yun, lagi lang face-to-face, ganyan.
Mm-mm-mm.
And you know that you're gonna enter a relationship that most likely you're gonna spend most of your time or most of your life away from the person that you love the most. You actually have to think twice din. Kasi sometimes, alam mo yun, may thought ga tayo eh, the one that got away. Kasi it, no matter how you want that person, it really just won't work because you're reserved to the right person.
Mm-mm.
Yung ganun. So if you're the type of person na yung love language mo, kailangan lagi siyang nandyan sa side mo, then you have to consider it before entering a relationship.
Mm-mm.
Regardless of, alam mo yun, yung feelings mo, ganyan, ganyan. But if you're actually willing and committed to maybe try out new things, ba yung mga ganyan, pwede naman. So long as you're committed, so long as hindi mo siya gagawing way na magiging reason mo na, ay, dapat pala nag-step out na ako from the very beginning. Kasi when you say relationship, ewan ko ha, kasi maraming tao ngayon yung parang hindi na ginagawang sagrado yung word na relationship. And relationship is not just about between two people sharing intimate, you know, intimate feelings with each other. Relationship is something that bonds everyone. Family, friends,
buhay,
diba? Colleagues at work. Yes, and relationship is something that makes all of us people connected to each other. And if we are the ones who's really just, you know, devaluing the meaning of the word relationship itself, then medyo ano lang, medyo nakakasad. And never make an excuse.
That's the point,
na,
diba?
Alam mo yun? Yes, exactly. And never make an excuse na dapat pala from the very beginning I stepped out of the relationship kung alam kong hindi mag-work out. Kasi you have to really prioritize yung needs mo versus yung sa feelings mo. Kasi sometimes, diba, like what you said earlier, diba, love will keep you, will keep us alive. Hindi totoo yun. Kasi you have to check every aspects of life. Yun yung dapat na bumuhay sa atin. Kasi puro ka nga love, wala ka namang malamon, girl. Diba? Mamatay na lang kayo pareha sa gutom. O kaya naman, puro kayo love, wala naman kayong, wala namang loyalty or faithfulness to each other. So it will just become toxic. A toxic environment for both parties. So you have to always, you know, weigh things before entering a relationship. And if you're currently in a long distance relationship right now, then I think it's not bad to ask from the other person if when will be the time that you guys gonna be together. When are you gonna be, we're gonna be, ano mo yun, magkikita kayo na magsasettle na kayo for good. Or if there's any plans in the future, make it clear. Yeah, diba? Kesa yung nagpapaligwiligo pa kayo, nagsasayangan pa kayo ng oras, when in fact, dapat pala, nakita mo na yung tamang tao, pinalagpas mo pa yung oras. So, don't waste time. Because at the end of the day, you'll regret it kasi you haven't experienced so much in your life because you're the one who made your life, you know, less exciting. Kasi you missed out so much of your life. So, yun lang my advice ko.
Agree. Si Tel, anong mapapayo mo?
Ako siguro first, huwag niyong gayahin yung ginawa ko. Pero alam mo, those days were the best days of my life.
True naman.
Sobrang ano nun. Pero yun nga, sabi ni Ed, siguro before you enter into a relationship, especially now na lahat ng tao is into ano, online dating, parang yun, things muna, have the same goal. Make sure na you have the same goal. Yeah. Like after the pandemic or kapag vaccinated na tayo pareho, let's meet. Diba? Kahit gano'n pa kalag. I mean, Shari is, and yung ano niya, jowa niya is a living proof na long distance can work and a lot more. Diba? Yun.
Yeah.
So, diba? It really depends eh. Kasi like ako nga, yung sinabi ko, we have different ano kasi goals. So, gusto ko na makita ko siya in the future. Pero siya, marami siyang gusto. Pero, alam mo yun. Lead lang into something different and even worse. So, and yun, siguro to end lang, I will always believe and I believe na you, there will always be someone for you. And, yun, siguro at this moment, huwag niyo lang madiliin, especially to the kids. Focus first on your studies.
Oh my God, pinutandaan talaga natin. Ko pala.
So, ngayon, right now, like what I mentioned to Edge, I'm not really looking for anybody. I'm more on myself. Kasi parang, the more you focus on yourself and parang the more na mahalin mo yung sarili mo and lahat ng ginagawa mo, parang dun, gusto ko na lang na ma-attract na lang yung tao na, ay shit, ang galing niya. Parang,
it just happens.
Oo, kung saan na lang lalapit sa'yo, siya na lang kakatok na siya.
Walang pilit-pilit.
Effortless. Diba? But parang mas okay yun for me.
Yeah, oo naman. Sino ba may gusto ng parang minanufacture yung relasyon, diba?
Dapat si girl na kapagod makipagkilala sa dating app, ha? Like, well, yung hobbies.
I met my girlfriend online, so it's fine. Okay lang. I mean, depende talaga siya sa sitwasyon. Pero yeah, I get screen yung sabi mo.
Totoo.
Mm-mm.
Pero ikaw, Shars, ano yung last piece of advice mo sa listeners natin?
Bilang, I'm in a place right now na I could say I'm happy and contented. I think one of the things that made our relationship work nung hindi pa kami magkasama is something I learned from her, surprisingly, kahit mas matanda ako sa kanya. She was very hard on transparency and honesty and communication, like all of those things combined. Kasi she made a, may point siyang sinabi na it's very eye-opening and true actually. Kasi minsan kahit magkasama kayo ng isang tao, it's hard to read what that person is thinking. Or ano bang nafe-feel niya. But what more kapag hindi kayo magkapiling? Alam mo yun, it's like 10 times harder. So, parang may unwritten rule kami na, lalo na nung hindi kayo magkasama na, when you feel something positive man yan, or negative, or if I did something that pissed you off or kung may gusto ka, whatever. Alam mo yun? We made a point na we talked about it in a very mature manner na kahit nagdi-disagree kami, it still has a sense of love. You know, if that makes sense. Mahirap siya i-explain eh, pero alam mo yun? And if polarizing talaga yung opinions nyo on something, at least if you talk about it, parang you're taking steps to make it work, you know? And I think isa yun sa mga, if not the best, I think it's one of the best things that I like about our relationship is the honesty and the communication. Even naman yun na magkasama kami, but for people in LDRs, I think try to do that. I know madali siyang sabihin, pero if there's a will, there's a way.
That's true. Agree ako dun, girl.
Diba? So I think yun lang. Kasi na-cover na nila yung other things that I wanted to say. So yun na lang yung huli kong sasabihin. I think, alam mo, parang ang common theme siya eh. Parang kahit anong topic ng episode ko, laging nagka-come up yung communication. Kahit BDSM pa yan, kahit threesome pa yan.
Totoo.
Laging mahalaga kasi talaga siya sa ating buhay. So,
totoo.
Huwag kayong magsikreto masyado.
True.
Okay.
agree.
Yeah. So, gusto ko lang magpasalamat ulit sa ating mga special guests ngayon, si Edge and si Tel. And plug kayo ulit bago tayo magpaalam sa mga tao, sa mga nakikinig, mga kapechay, kung saan yung sila pwedeng pakinggan or i-follow sa social media or whatever.
Hi, mga kapechay!
Yes!
Salamat sa ipag-invite namin. Hopefully, we can invite Shari din. Kung gusto nyo kaming i-follow or to listen to our show, you can just search for our name wherever you can search us. We are all over the internet naman as well as with other shows and Pechay show. So, yeah. Thank you for this wonderful episode, sobra. And I hope hindi nyo ako talaga gayan, ha? Please lang.
Okay, may challenge ako bago kayo umalis. Kaya nyo bang ispell yung pangalan ng podcast nyo ng mabilis?
Oh my God!
Without, walang kodigo or whatever. Walang titingin sa kahit na ano.
No, oh my God, that's hard.
Sige.
Oh my God, I don't know. Okay, I'm not sure if it's right. I'm not sure if I got it right. It's a shame. I don't know how to spell our own podcast.
Okay lang. Ilalagay ko na lang sa description. Ikaw, copy-paste ko lang din kasi baka marong spelling ako.
Girl, that's truly a shame. I don't know how to spell our own podcast name.
Again, thank you.
Yeah, surely.
Thank you, Edge. Thank you, Tel, for coming on.
Thanks.
And salamat sa pag-share ng mga kwento nyo na parang roller coaster of emotions tonight. And I'm sure maraming either naka-relate or may natutunan sa mga kwento natin tonight. Thank you sa mga nakinig. See you next episode.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.